I'm talking today with Wayne Wiesler, who's the general manager of the forthcoming food co-op in Sebastopol, Spiral Food Co-op, which is in its germinating stages right now. Let's bring people up to speed as to who you are, what you want to do, and where things stand right now.
Well, they hired me on the 1st of November, and it was to take all this thinking that they've been putting together for the last 3 years, and my job is to get the doors open.
How far along in that process are you?
We're moving along very rapidly. We have such a significant community support and a lot of interested individuals in the business community. We're moving along at actually a very fast pace. In fact, we are just about ready to begin our funding drive.
What is the need that this enterprise is out to fill?
It fulfills multiple needs, but simply said, what it is an opportunity for local farmers to bring their produce directly to a market setting. The best example I've been given is that ripe tomato that's hitting on the vine in the morning will be sold in the market in the afternoon.
How many members or participants does it take to make this work?
The target is 1,000, and we are now, as of 2 days ago, at 434, which is significant.
What does it take to become a member?
To become a member owner is $300.
Is there a work participation role that comes with that, or is it strictly a cash process?
This is strictly a cash process. Obviously, Spiral Foods Co-op would not have come to this point without a significant amount of volunteer work. We have a board of directors with 9 members. Some of them have been involved with this for over 3 years, and some people are just coming to the Spiral at this moment. We have 63 volunteers on our active volunteer list, and that list is growing every day.
What's the process of recruiting the growers, the farmers who are going to be providing the produce?
Obviously, we're doing a significant amount of communications and marketing, and we already have 37 committed producers, farmers in our area, as well as people who are producing things like granola and seed oils and things of that sort. We have 101 prospective providers on our rolls at this point. Next Monday, between 2 and 4 o'clock, is our first producer network meeting, where we start to gather input from our growers and our producers.
You have a facility established.
We have leased a facility at 885 Gravenstein Highway North in Sebastopol.
And what's the target then for throwing the doors open to the public?
Our target is in the spring. My best guess at this point is mid-May to the end of May.
Wayne, thanks very much for coming in and talking to us today. Good luck with it, and we'll probably hear more about it when the doors get spring open.
Thank you very much.